Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, 5613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Pei Ches, Zvachim 88b, pagination is 176. Just about midway on the page at the end of a line, V'omar Rebbe, and that's V'omar Rebbe Einini Bar Sason. Lama Nismucha Parshas Karbanos LaParshas Big De Kuhuna. Why is there a comparison of proximity in the Torah between the karbanos and the garments of the kohanim? Lo malach to tell you, ma karbanos mechaprin, just like the karbanos atone, af bigdei kuhuna mechaprin, so the garments of the kohanim also atone, and each one of the garments corresponds to a vulnerability, a chet, a possible chet, which needs to be atoned. Now, whenever we have these concepts of atonement, we have to be aware that there's sophistication here. It doesn't mean that people can do averus and not do tshuva because the Kohanim's garments are going to atone. But there is some dimension of atonement that's being achieved that perhaps facilitates proper kapara. As follows. Kisones, what we call the shirt, but it was larger than a shirt. Mechaperes al shfichas damim, al shfichas dam. That atones on murder. Shenemar, we have a corresponding verse that alerts us to this comparison. Vayishchatu si'ir izim vayitpilu es hakutones badom, that when the shvatim wanted to make it appear that Yosef was killed after they sold him, so they dipped his garment into blood. It's the kesones. And that kesones corresponds that if there would be a concept of murder, the kesones is that atonement. Michnasayim, the pants, mechaperas al gili arayos, that atones for sexual immoral conduct. Shenemar va'aselo emichnasei vad lechasos bisar erva, because when the pasuk describes the michnasayim, it specifically says to cover that private part of the body, and therefore we infer that's the focus of the Michnasayim, to atone for that part of the body. Mitznefes, the hat, mechaperes al gasei haruach, atones for haughtiness. Minayin, how do you know? Amrav chanina, yavo dover shebigova v'yechaper al gova. Let the thing that's at the top atone for the topic of the top. We even have that concept regarding a yarmulke, which is a contraction, yore me'eloka. Some people call it kippah, a cover, which is what it is. But it also has this nickname, yarmulke, yore me'eloka. It both declares and causes fear of Hashem. At a person's height, he puts something up on top and says, there's someone above me. And that addresses the concept of haughtiness, where a person could emotionally think that he himself is a god. On a very basic level, there's a nice concept when a person doesn't have things that go their way, so they could get angry. What are they really doing when they lose themselves and they get angry? They're saying, I'm God. How can things not go my way? And that's why we say that a person who gets angry is like an Ovid Avodah Zarah, is on some dimension worshipping idols. So the atonement, the thing that addresses Gasei Ruach, haughtiness, thinking, all full of myself, so that's having the hat, which infers that there's someone above you and there's a limitation to your greatness. we're the created. Hashem is the creator. Avnet, the belt, mechaper al hirur halev, it atones on the thoughts of the heart. So Rashi says, because the avnet is placed keneged halev, by the heart, so it's corresponding to that part. Hecha de'isei, as the Gemara says, where it is, that's its atonement, that's its function. There might be another insight that we could consider, that we know that the belt, traditionally in Jewish law, is looking to make a separation between the lev and the erva. And symbolically, that's very powerful, that you have the erva, the private area, which is the part of the body of sexual drive, and you want to separate it from your heart. You want your heart to be independent of that, capable of thinking independently and making decisions independently of that drive. So the belt symbolizes a separation. It's actually a tikkun of sorts on the vulnerability of the heart. Choshen, the breastplate, mechaper al adinen, that's regarding judgments. Shenema v'asisa choshen mishpat, it's called a choshen of judgment. Ephod, the article of clothing that Rashi and Chumash describes as a apron worn in the back, covering the back by the waist and below. Mechaper l'avodas kochavim, that atones for idol worship. Shenemar, based on a pasuk. Now, Rav Schwab in Mayim Beis HaShoeva, I believe it's Parshas Tetzaveh, offers a fascinating insight that the ephod is covering the place of the body that issues excrement. What's the connection between that and Avodas Kochavim? So he says that Avodas Kochavim is not just that someone dreamed up, let me worship a chair and bow down to a chair. Avodas Kochavim was far more sophisticated. There were dimensions of expression in trying to understand Hashem's creation, which, when they were explained, were intended as symbolism, metaphor, corresponding to something, to express an idea. And after the idea was expressed and you understood it in its truism, you were meant to take the analogy and flush it, get rid of it. And we have, for example, that the Rambam says that the concept of Avodah Zarah was that they were worshipping the emissaries of Hashem. They started worshipping the sun as an emissary of Hashem and then forgot that Hashem is the real owner and that this is only an emissary, and they started worshipping the sun itself. The example Rav Schwab gives is that someone can give a mashal of Hashem's relationship with the world, and then when the mashal is all used up, you get rid of the mashal and you just understand Hashem, and instead they continued with the mashal. And that was Avodas Kochavim. Again, not just an arbitrary stupidity of bowing down to things. It was something of spiritual significance gone awry. And that's why, just as in the body, there's something that nurtures, and then you get rid of the garbage. Here also, they were supposed to get rid of the garbage part of the lesson, and they didn't. So that's the atonement spot. Me'il, mechapra loshon hara. The me'il was a garment that had on it bells, and just as the bells make this gentle sound, so loshon hara also destroys through speech, through a gentle sound. Yavodavar shebekol v'yechapra al kol hara. We have an expression in English, at least recently. Person says, I'm just saying, just talking, and talk destroys, it needs a kapara. And finally, vitzitz, and the article that was worn by the forehead, mechaper al azos ponim, atones for brazenness of the face, where a person doesn't have the typical shame to look you in the eye and only say the truth. They have azus panim, they're brazen, and that also is something that the articles of the Kohen Gadol, we're describing the Kohen Gadol's articles, the eight articles, will be mechaper on. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.